Today's 48 Way is called Being Happy with Your Portion. It deals with something that everyone wants, to be happy. If you ask people today what their goal in life is, many will answer to be happy. Usually they are people who have gone through a lot of tough times. In reality, there is much more to life than being happy. To live meaningfully, to accomplish, to help humanity, to gain wisdom, to be in a relationship with God. But happiness is a foundation feeling. If we don't have it, we can't see beyond it to other goals. In order to fully live, you have to be happy. Then you can open up to the rest of life. To work on happiness, you have to know the definition of what causes a person to be happy. Happiness is a pleasurable emotion that comes from appreciating what you have. If you feel life is good and that you have a lot of good things, you will feel happiness. Happiness, Sameach Behelko, is not the same as way number 8, joy, simcha. Joy is a dynamic, pleasurable emotion that comes from focusing now on the fact that great pleasure is coming in the future. You won the lottery and the money will be coming even though you don't have any of it now. Happiness is based on what you have now at this moment. It doesn't propel you into the future like joy, but it helps you appreciate the beauty of the present. So it should be easy to be happy. Just look at what you have. But we know that it isn't. That is because of two myths we have about happiness. The first is that happiness, like other emotions, is a happening. Either I feel it or I don't. There isn't anything I can do about it. Either I have a lot in my life that is making me happy or I don't. The second myth is that if I had the right circumstances, I would be happy. Yet we see this isn't true. People who have very little can still be happy people. Very rich people with everything going for them can still be miserable, even commit suicide. The rabbis told us the basic principle to overcome these myths. They said in Pirkei Avot, who is rich? The person who is happy with his portion. Bill Gates isn't the richest man in the world. The richest man in the world might be someone we don't know about who really appreciates what he has. How can we see this? How much payment would you accept for even one of your eyes? Certainly even Bill Gates would give up his billions to not go blind. What about your hands, your ability to walk? And these gifts are nothing in value compared to your parents or your children. It is true we all have problems too. But if you lost the use of your eyes for a time and thought you would become blind and then got your sight back, wouldn't it make you forget the problem with your boss or the argument with your wife at least for a few days? Everyone has priceless things in their lives that have more value than anything material they can expect to get in the future. So why are we sometimes unhappy even though we have such priceless things? The answer is that our feelings are not based on what we have. They are based on what we appreciate about what we have. Human beings have a tendency to take what they already have for granted and focus instead on what they don't have. With that state of mind, you could be rich and famous and still be unhappy because there is always something you don't have. To train ourselves to focus on what we have and not take these things for granted, Rav Noach had what he called the happiness game. Make a list of the spiritual and physical blessings you have to come to mind. Your parents, your children, your spouse, your friends, your community, your teachers, your health, your eyes, hands, feet, ears. Anyone can take a half hour writing down what comes to mind easily. Then put a price tag on them. Then prioritize them, hands or feet, mother or father, eyes or parents. Add to the list for 30 days, one every morning and one at night. By the end of it, it will be blindingly clear just how many valuable things you have to take pleasure in. In the morning blessings we say every day, the rabbis set down some of these things. We bless on having the ability to think, on being Jewish, on being able to see, to stand up, and many other things. We can use those things as a start to creating our own list. Being happy is a requirement for deepening our relationship to God. An unhappy person is missing the point of the world. God created us to give to us. If you aren't happy, you are going to think that God doesn't know how to do his job. A happy person understands that God is doing his job, both with what he gives us and what he doesn't give us. Basic Jewish awareness is that we are living in the best of all possible worlds. Since God loves us and understands totally who we are and what we need, and he has all the power to help us, then everything that happens to us, even the bad things, are for the good. What we have is really ours, and what we don't have is not good for us. With that awareness, we can be happy under any circumstances.